Death colours, shapes, illuminates, consumes, elevates, and inspires us. Its turbulence, its randomness, the impenetrable veil around it, and its inevitable occurrence. These are what shape our material and spiritual nature, who we are, what we are, why we are. But in many advanced Western cultures, we are losing our connection with death. We're pushing it away as an unwanted side effect of being human, a flaw in the organism. But in losing our connection to death, we lose something vital in life. Here, Laird explores his relationship with death and with fear, and how the presence of death throughout his life has moved him, marked him, shaped his nature, and influenced how he chooses to live every moment. And he explores how fear can be a force for good in our lives, fuel for our fire, but only if we first seek to understand it and then learn how to manage it.
Laird. You know, the ocean came and took people off the beach and you never saw them again. They weren't people I was personally connected to, but I was exposed to people drowning and people getting brought up right in front of my house, bodies getting pulled in. Death was a part of everyday life. It casts a shadow, leaves its mark. I had a friend, a guy who moved in next door to us, who I used to surf with quite a bit. I went to get him one morning, and he was laying on the floor of his house, dead. He didn't come out as he always did, so I went in to look for him, and I found him lying there. I've been exposed to a fair amount of death from a young age, situations where I would come across people being dead, either through drowning or natural causes. Those situations were probably more than a normal boy might experience. The majority of the death I was exposed to was ocean-related. People just getting sucked away and never being seen again, or floating in 5 days later. You get an instinct for it. I remember once being down at the beach and just feeling that something wasn't right, wasn't good. You get to know the water, to sense things. So there I am, pretty young, telling a guy not to go in the water, and the guy telling me to piss off. He then goes in the water, and the guy drowns, and then his son drowns. I think that situation affected me deeply. It changed me. It made me a lot more aggressive. Once I could tell that someone shouldn't be going in the water, that they didn't have the experience, the knowledge to be there, I'd walk up and tell them. I could be 10 years old and go in there and swim all day, and I'd see adults go in there and drown. So at a certain point, I really started getting in people's faces and telling them that they really shouldn't be going out there. It didn't matter to me that I was just a kid. I mean, no one likes being told what to do, right? Especially by some punky kid. They're kind of like, you don't tell me what to do. But it's the sea. You have to accept it. You've got to go to it with respect in your heart. Laird wasn't really disobedient. He was still practicing his intelligence. He was putting other people to the test. Although they thought they were testing him, he was testing everybody else. Coppin Colburn, Hamilton family friend. Surfing was dangerous, even when I was small. I lived at the pipeline and they were pulling guys in with skulls cracked open, faces smashed, guys that were tough. Surfers got hurt a lot at that beach because that's a very dangerous beach. And then I went from that to moving to another island where a couple of the beaches that I played on were equally dangerous. One of my favorites, Lumahai, was the second deadliest beach in the state of Hawaii. It ate 3 or 4 people every year, sometimes more. So I played and lived in places where people got smashed up a lot, died a lot. A lot of people get hurt in surfing. Sometimes it's just minor stuff. Stitches and puncture wounds, and sometimes, because of the nature of that sport, you get smashed heads, broken necks, something heavier. And people's skill was everything in surviving in that water. The equipment they were riding wasn't nearly as reliable. But even so, there's a forgiveness about the ocean in one way. A lot more people should be getting a lot more hurt a lot more often than they do, given what they're doing. It's remarkable that the pipeline doesn't take more lives. So in the world I grew up in, death and your relationship with the ocean are one.